Well, now I've moved further down the village to the village school, and with me is Miss Bates, the headmistress. Miss Bates, what age range are the children at the school here?
5 to 11.
This is rather a nice building you're in.
Yes, it's 11 years old, but it doesn't really look it, does it?
It certainly doesn't.
It's kept very well. Lots of people think it's still quite the latest thing.
Whereabouts do the children come from?
They come from the 5 surrounding villages, Mixbury, Newton, Purcell, Cottesford and Juniper, and Finmere itself, of course.
And how do the children get home?
Oh, they travel by little mini bus.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that struck me when I walked in was the number of pets there are in the school.
Oh yes, we think it's very good for the children to have an interest in animals. It gives them a sense of responsibility and sympathetic towards the animal world. We have guinea pigs that we've had ever since we opened the school, not the same ones of course, but and gerbils and bantams.
Mm-hmm. There's also a dog wandering around when I first came
in. That's our own personal dog, but she was brought up in school and a great pet with the children.
I noticed all the children are making great fuss up there.
Yes, yes.
The other thing, looking round the walls here, you've got all kinds of pictures and things, but just round behind us I noticed that there was something that looked rather like a census.
Yes, well of course, following the census that we all had to do personally, we thought we'd like to do a school census, so we've the children themselves brought all the information in about their own families in their own villages, and we've been able to discover the population. We've got a terrific lot of mathematical work out of it. You know, the number of males and females and children under 5 and children between 5 and 15. In fact, we now know that we've got 54 children to come in the next 5 years. So that's an average of 10 a year. So that's helping our forecast for our school roll for the future.
So it's the survey, in fact, is doing something useful.
It's doing something useful, and the children are finding it very interesting.
The one thing we haven't mentioned, we did say that the school looked fairly new, although it was 11 years old. What we haven't mentioned is that it's based almost on like an open plan, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It has many corners and bays where the children go off to work at various projects. We never shut ourselves off into little partition places. We all work together as one family, although it's getting a rather large family now. We should have a family about 50, but it's now got to 68. It's a bit of a job to find enough corners to put them in nowadays.
One of the other things I've noticed here in the school is a number of musical instruments lying around, so presumably the children make music for themselves.
Every child in the school has had the opportunity to play 1, 2, 3, 4 different instruments before they leave. They start quite young, some of them even at 5, just according to how they take to it. We have violins, tenor recorders, descant recorders, treble recorders, even a little tiny one called a sopranino, and then we have all sorts of percussion instruments and glockenspiels. And at the moment we're working for our music festival, which is being held at Stoke Lyne this year. This is when several schools come together and we have a grand social occasion and sing and play together.
Have you been here in Finmere very long?
Ever since the school was built, 11 years ago.
Where were you before that?
I was in the south of the county, in a village called Stoke Row, which is down near Henley on Thames. 11 years ago, when I saw there'd been a new school built at Finmere, I thought I'd like to come back to my own part of the county, Finmere being not far from where I was born, and I was fortunate enough to get the post, and it was like sort of coming back home to the part where I'd lived when I was a child.